And I have a new thing I want to do. The New York Times picture of the skull, I want to reproduce it. And the next time I see a No War in Iraq car parked somewhere while I'm bicycling by, I want to slip it in their car if they're not in it. I mean, ideally, you see, inside me, there's a soul dying to get out who's very, very violent. And fortunately, to this date, I've kept it under control. I know you think that I'm making this up, but we all have that. See, there's a rational and an irrational man in all of us. And let me start with the benign side of this. You all know you have violent urges every day. You all know you have things you want to do every day, whether it's cut someone off, give them a finger, say things you shouldn't say. And in a civilized society, we don't cut people off. We don't give them the finger, and we don't say things we shouldn't say. And so we don't. But nevertheless, we think them, and we repress them for good reason. But the fact is, inside me, there's a man who has a glue pot, a brush, and he wants to ride around and stick this picture to the windshields of these self-righteous liberal phonies who say no war in Iraq to this day. They should have had the decency to take it off their bumper sticker. They're hateful souls, most of them. Bigoted, self-righteous, thinking they're better than everybody, thinking that that they're above everybody, you know, sanctimonious phonies. I'd like to stick it to their windshield. Now it's illegal and I wouldn't do it. But I think I could slip it in their door, couldn't I? Or put it under their windshield like a flyer. Not that it would matter. You know the truth doesn't matter to these left-wingers. You understand how the Politburo worked. You understand how commissars operate. You understand what communism and socialism is. And so, without further ado, all I'm going to do is play the tape of this thing called Katrina Hevel, editor of the radical communist The Nation, criticizing President Bush. Listen to this human being on clip one on The Savage Nation.
Look at what's going on in Iraq. The occupation, America, Pentagon's trying to install its people. Administration is farming out contracts to corporations close to it, talking about setting up bases. There you have President Bush in Michigan, basically like it's Operation Elect Bush, talking about freedom and democracy at the same time as the Secretary of Defense said the other day that we will not allow the Iraqis to elect a religious government. Now, is that democracy as it is understood? And the arrogance of that, I think, is going to backfire. Finally, I might say...
Turn the witch off, that's all. Yeah, it's democracy. Yeah, we don't want a fanatic religious government. First of all, you lying SOB. You oppose religion in this country, you from The Nation. All you left-wing slime bags. You try to break the crosses off war memorials. You try to break down the Ten Commandments. Now suddenly you're supporting religion in Iraq. Who the hell do you think you're fooling, is what I would have said to her. I don't know why they let this witch get away with it. Secondly, you want to talk about contracts, Katrina? Talk about the contract for $600 million just given to Dianne Feinstein's husband. Okay, to rebuild over there. She's a Democrat, in case you don't know it. Hoovel, I'll be right back.